We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Andrew Grouchet. Andrew, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, bro?
Hey, doing great myself. You have been in the background for a while. You've worked with artists like Prince, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan. It's like the who's who of artists. Tell us a little bit about Andrew Grouchet.
Well, I started out back in the day originally playing with Reverend James Cleveland. That's how far I go back. And everything that I've done in my life is kind of a result from that experience, you know, one thing leading to another. You know, I started out playing with James back in the day, and then from there I went to Andre Crouch and the Hawkins family. And from to the Hawkins family from being with James, and then I went to Israel with James, and that's when I met Andre Crouch 1 year, and I started working and recording with Andre, and that's how I met the Winans, and then I played with the Winans after that, and then from there I went to BB and CC, and then I also started doing R&B gigs. And my first R&B gig was with Sheryl Lynn. I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah, gotta be real.
Yep. That was my first R&B gig. And then just things just kind of, you know, it's almost like a domino effect, man. Just one thing led to another. And at one point, I was actually playing with James Cleveland, the Hawkins family, the Winans, Andre Crouch, and the Jazz Crusaders all at the same time. I was doing
wow.
All those gigs at once. And, so I've been really blessed, man. It's just, you know, things just started happening, and I just, you know, I've just been blessed to be in the right place at the right time. God thought fit to put me in these people's path.
Speaking of Sheryl Lynn, did you play? Were you the one playing that doom, 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 doom? I don't know how, but you know
yeah,
how it goes.
Yeah, got to be real. No, I didn't play on the record.
Okay,
but I did. You know, we did play that song. I played on only one of her actual albums, but I toured with her.
Toured with her, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't need no bass. Tell us about that. We don't need no bass.
Well, you know, when I started playing literally in the 70s. And back then, a lot of churches didn't have bass guitar in church. And I would go to churches to play, and literally they would tell me, we don't need a bass, because the organ player can play bass on the pedals. And that actual song on my record, it's just me talking about that experience, because it happened to me more than once, you know. And it's just amazing now to see the evolution and advent of bass guitar in gospel music. It's like one of them. It's a mainstay of gospel now. You know, a lot of songs are bass driven. But, you know, when I started out, there was, like, no love for bass at all. And it's funny because on my record, that particular song is all bass. So it's basically kind of saying, okay, you guys didn't need bass, but look at us now, you know. Bass is one of the main instruments in every choir, every group. Everybody has a bass player.
Speaking of we don't need no bass, I see you have different songs. You have Eleanor Rigby,
yeah.
A Beatles song.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Tell us about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, my record, it's really hard. You know, if somebody asks me, well, is it jazz or what is it? It's literally my musical experiences. And the Eleanor Rigby was just one of my favorite. The Beatles are my favorite group in terms of songwriting. I think they've written some of the greatest songs ever in the history of pop music. And that Eleanor Rigby was just a song that I fell in love with. The original record is a string quartet playing and he's singing, and I just fell in love with that melody, and then I messed around and came up with this real funky arrangement of it. And I used to play it. I have a band that we play a lot around town here in LA, and we started playing that song at our gigs, at our live shows, and everybody just would flip out when we played it. So that's why I put it on my record.
Wow. From Eleanor Rigby to No Ways Tired.
Well, you know, that song, that's a James Cleveland song.
Right.
I recorded that song with James Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah. And it was kind of, you know, I give James a lot of the credit for, you know, my musical career, because that's where I started. He used to let me sit over on the side and try to figure out the songs when I couldn't really play that well, you know. And from being my experience and exposure to him is what helped me grow as a musician. And so that song is my tribute to him.
Speaking of, you mentioned when you couldn't play that well and James had you sitting over to the side. Mm-hmm. Did you go to school for this, or were you self-taught?
No, I'm totally self-taught.
Wow.
Totally self-taught. And I just, you know, and how I actually started playing, I saw Larry Graham and Graham Central Station on Soul Train.
Uh-huh.
When I was 15 years old, and I begged my mother to get me a bass, and she got me a bass for Christmas, and that's how I started. And during that time, James had a bass player that toured with him, but he lived in New York. So I live in L.A., and James's church was in L.A., and so he didn't have a bass player at the church. So I used to sit over on the side and just try to figure out the songs, and he allowed me to do that, you know. And that's why I paid tribute to him with that song.
You've got another song called Secret Place. What is that all about?
Secret Place is a song. It's an originally from Fred Hammer's original group, Commissioned. It's a commissioned song. And, you know, Fred and I are really good friends. We've known each other since the beginning of their group. And I actually played that song. Somebody asked me to play it for a funeral once. And I always knew the song, but I fell back in love with it when I played it at this funeral. I played it, and it was a bass solo that I played at this funeral. And I just fell in love with the song, and I put it on my record, and it's really cool because Fred Hammond is actually singing on the song. He there was a part that he sung on the original record, and I asked him if he would sing that same exact part in the same place on my record, and he did. He came to my house in my studio and sat down and sung the part. So that was a blessing.